Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador. On the same day, President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Adam Schiff is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
General Flynn's history with Russian TV and his proximity to Putin, at least at the RT dinner, all of that concerns me. There's a lot to be concerned about with how this new administration will approach the Russians.
Trump spokesperson Sean Spicer downplayed the significance of any contact Flynn had with Russian officials. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took to Twitter again on Friday to renew his vow to release a report on Russia's alleged hacking of last year's presidential election. He would do that within 90 days. He also used Twitter to launch another attack against former presidential opponent Hillary Clinton. Democrats left the House of Representatives' first full intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the November election, upset, they say, that the FBI's leadership throughout the controversy and asking how Congress could move forward. President-elect Trump said for the first time this week he believes Russia played a role in the U.S. election. U.S. officials hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces in Mosul, confirming reports that Iraqi forces now have retaken a key government building from Islamic State fighters. A U.S. Defense Department official said it was both a symbolic victory and a significant operational victory. This is VOA News. U.S. aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter weather that is gripping the continent. Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and UNICEF say they are doing what they can to protect refugees and migrants. UNHCR spokeswoman Cécile Bouy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe, including five deaths since the beginning of the year due to the freezing weather.
UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands. The Children's Agency notes this is off-season. Since few tourists are arriving, it is appealing to Greek authorities to allow the refugees and migrants living out in the open to stay in hotels, hostels, and homes that are essentially empty. The current U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, has a message for the incoming administration of Donald Trump. That message is, and I quote, "The UN needs the U.S., and the U.S. actually needs the UN." Power went on to say if there were no UN, then a substitute would have to be created.
We would be figuring out how to create an international legal mechanism that would make judgments about the use of force and economic sanctions, and that would exercise vocal leadership when elections are stolen, when coups are staged. We would build some version of what we have.
Lawmakers of Mr. Trump's Republican Party have introduced a bill that would cut U.S. funding to the United Nations until the U.N. Security Council repeals a resolution calling on Israel to stop building settlements. Japan's Takata Corporation has agreed to plead guilty to criminal wrongdoing and pay $1 billion in fines for concealing a defect in the airbags that caused the largest auto safety recall in the U.S. The company also will be required to make reforms and to be overseen by an independent monitor for 3 years. U.S. officials say the airbag recalls will eventually affect more than 40 million vehicles in the United States. Takata is expected to be sold this year to another auto supplier or an investor who will then restructure the company. You can get more news by going to our website. We're always available at voanews.com, and we're also always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.